Hey, Derek.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Kay.
Hey, Derek.
What's going on?
Did we jump the gun?
I don't know. I heard a beep, and I don't normally hear a beep.
I don't really like the beep.
Are we on? That beep is new.
I think we're on.
I thought that was like one of your sounders.
Nope. I was not pressing a button.
This was my new sounder for February.
Oh, the kissing sound?
You like that?
That's nice. It's almost Valentine's Day, isn't it?
It's coming up.
And I have zero plans.
We got some plans.
It's on a Monday. It's weird.
It's a weird day.
Anyway, we got quite a show for you today. It's Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, good time.
So for those of you who aren't watching the big game,
like us,
listen to the Derek and Kay show.
For a better time.
Yes, for a more humorous time. What's on the show today, Derek? What do you got?
Well, we got snakes on a train in Boston.
Oh, I think I heard about that.
Yeah.
I got Super Bowl and porn at the same time.
What? I've got an asshole that causes a fire and $30,000 in damages.
Did you say asshole?
Asshole.
Okay.
We'll get to that later.
I see there.
The weird news.
Definitely weird. I've got a pot smoker who calls 911.
Oh, damn it. All right.
Damn it? Was it you?
I had that one, too.
Am I blowing the whistle?
No, that's okay.
Oh, you had that one, too?
And
oh, sorry about that. I jumped all over your story.
That's okay. We got Sea Cow on the beach.
Sea Cow on the beach?
And the weird news coming up.
That's a...
It's a different kind of sea cow.
The one that swims? Looks like... what's it called? I am drawing a blank.
A whale?
No. Not a whale.
It's a different kind. What do you got?
Anyway, I also got a weird guy who takes a doll on vacation instead of his wife.
Ooh, that is creepy.
Yeah, and not just any doll, a big 90-pound doll, almost as big as me.
And that's what's happening on the Derek and Kay show?
I guess. Do you want to start the show?
All right, let's hit it.
All right, Super Bowl Sunday, everybody.
Good times.
This is the Derek and Kay show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
Isn't it yummy?
Every thought is in here.
Hey, hey, gorgeous.
Sweet pig of the eye. This is fun. La, 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 la.
Well, you are really dumb. For real. So you can run and tell back.
In this context, there's no disrespect. So when I'm fucking around, you break it up. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and that's the real of the fact. Not to lose the inhibition, follow your intuition. Free your inner soul and break away from tradition. So when we be out, you're just gonna be out. You wanna bring out wow shit out. Burn it till it's burned out, turn it till it's turned out. Act up from northwest, east, south.
Everybody, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Get into it. Yeah.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
We are broadcasting live from Boston. It is February 6th, 2011.
February.
I am Derek. Over there is Kay.
I'm Bonnie.
Oh, Bonnie this week.
Bonnie.
Awesome.
My Bonnie lies over the ocean, or over the Charles, maybe. Anyway, we are live on Super Bowl Sunday. And we are buried in some white stuff.
A lot of freaking snow.
Yeah. Can we just talk about that for like one moment?
It is really crazy. There's no place to put the freaking snow.
No, there really is no place to put the snow, and it's just, it's really putting me on massive tilt.
It's just unbelievable.
I mean,
parking.
Was last Tuesday it was snowing like a MF-er? And I looked out the window and I said,
not,
really?
It was like 2 days.
Yeah.
And like the same thing.
Yeah, the same
thing. Like all day. I had to work. I couldn't believe that.
I called in and said I wasn't going to go to work.
That's a smart move. It was a winter wonderland.
It was a winter wonderland, and it's 9-foot snow drifts and piles of snow in front of people's houses.
It's all people's heads.
Yeah.
Over
my head for sure. And also, the parking situation is definitely a problem.
It is really bad. It is really frustrating out there.
So, for those of you listening in another part of the country, in Boston, we are covered in snow.
Yeah.
Covered.
You know, and driving around, it's kind of interesting to see. Like, some people haven't uncovered their cars yet.
You know what?
We just talked about this today.
This makes me, this steams my being.
Right.
If you're going to get the snow off part of your car, but not take the time to get the snow off of the roof of your car.
Oh, yeah, and it just falls all over the place.
I want to punch you in the face.
Yeah.
Because if I'm driving behind you and the snow falls off, I'm going to get in an accident.
Yeah, it freaks you out, especially...
Especially
I think
big
it can be pretty
SUV.
Dangerous when you got the ice on top of
oh,
that
absolutely.
And that comes flying at you. Especially,
yeah.
It's really frightening on the highways when
oh
you get
my
that
gosh.
Sheet.
Oh, you got
comes,
it. You got the wind going,
yeah.
The wind whipping.
And it'll come as a sheet and it'll, like, you might not see for a few seconds.
It's a complete
yeah,
show.
That's pretty crazy.
I can't stand it. People,
yeah.
I mean, I don't understand. I understand maybe a little bit if you have me an SUV or something. It's really tall and you're short.
Yeah.
You can't get it off the car.
It should still be responsible for that, though.
But if you have a sedan
yeah.
or something... You need to take 5 seconds.
Yeah, just do the effort.
And brush the damn snow off the top of your car. I'm talking to all you, and you know who you are. You need to brush the snow off your car.
Yeah,
and you need
guilty.
To do it right now.
Or those people that will put like a little circle on their windshield, like just one, you know, foot diameter circle so they can see. They don't need to do the back window or anything.
Idiots.
Crazy.
Idiots. I mean, I woke up.
Your asshats.
I woke up, I think I had to be at work at 5 one morning. And I woke up and it was like 11 degrees. But I was running late, so I had to do like a little tiny circle in the back and like
yep.
pump up the air. But it didn't start for like, you know, 10 minutes getting warm.
Oh, boy.
Most dangerous drive to work ever. Ever. Probably more dangerous than the time I got sideswiped at the stoplight.
Which day was it this week?
Friday?
Oh, it was Friday, yeah.
Was it Friday morning when I did that?
Was it Tuesday and Wednesday that was the worst of it?
Tuesday and Wednesday were the worst of it.
Yeah,
this
one was coming down.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's really bad.
It was like, it was
it's,
snowing
it's
like,
frightening.
It was just snowing. So on Tuesday, when I woke up and looked at the window, I'm like, really? And I want to just,
yeah.
Christmas all over again. I know we got that song. Anyway, I know you're having a tough time in your garage, I know.
Yeah, you know, it is tough. They didn't really completely plow all by the garage doors,
mm-hmm.
so it's a little shaky and there's some ice there.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
still got to roll that window down and put the card out. My arm gets cold when I have my arm out the window.
Oh, really? Your arm gets cold?
Yeah, it's a little bit.
Oh, that's such a rough life.
Yeah, it's a little bit rough.
I know, it's got to be freezing when the air comes in.
Yeah.
You roll out the window, you got the, what do you got? It's like a card in your wallet. You got the.
Yeah, I just tap the wallet.
You just
the
tap the wallet on
open.
There.
Yeah,
yeah, the garage door opens where it's nice and like 50 degrees.
Yeah, all right. Here.
Yeah, that's
there
rough. Rough times for you. Yeah.
Yeah, and
yeah.
It's, I mean, it's not really that warm. It's like maybe 50 degrees in the garage.
Oh.
Yeah.
Frigid.
But it's yeah.
I think
no.
I have a little better situation than you because my car is parked on a sheet of ice.
Yeah, I saw that last night. That was crazy.
Yes.
It really is a sheet of ice.
Couldn't move it on Thursday.
Wet ice, which makes it even more slippery.
Yeah, couldn't move it on Thursday. Did the...
Yep.
With the wheels, and I was like, oh, crap.
Did you get out okay this morning?
I have not been in my car since Friday.
Oh, you haven't? You've been on foot?
Mm-mm.
I gotcha.
Yep,
gotcha.
Been on foot. Did a little shopping this morning.
Nice.
Had a brunch with the girls this afternoon at Eastern Standard.
Uh-huh.
A great place in Kenmore Square. Had brunch.
Great eggs. Great pizza.
Yes, great eggs. I had Eggs Benedict, which was fabulous.
Nice.
Great eggs.
And
great
a daytime pizza. Drink.
Oh, daytime drinking
daytime
is great.
Daytime drinking. I felt a little weird ordering something at 12 noon, but you know what?
That's fine.
I felt a little weird.
It's p.m., right? Technically.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, I
That's
suppose.
Right, yeah.
And no, it's Sunday. It's fine, right?
Yeah.
It's fun to drink before 5 p.m. on a Sunday.
Oh, I like it. There's something about it. I even like it during the week.
Oh, you
that
do?
Seems a little more challenging.
In the middle
though.
Of the day, you just break out the crank, the Kraken.
Well, I love me some of that. We got some samples here. We were doing a rum sample earlier.
Except me. I can't do the rum.
Yeah.
Don't do the brown liquors. Sorry. Nothing against it. Just can't do it.
White people are so
yeah, it's not about that.
Black people.
It's not about that at all.
It's good.
It's good?
Yeah, no, it's good.
All right. So did you have a good week?
I
aside
did
from
have
all the snow craziness?
Yeah, I was really hoping for a snow day. I'm like...
I know. I'm surprised you were at work on Tuesday.
I think, we had to work Tuesday, and I think the best we had was like a 1 hour delay.
Ew.
And I'm like, really?
Delay?
Yeah, 1 hour.
That doesn't do anything for you, does it?
I mean, it barely... Yeah, I mean, it pretty much still should leave at the same time to get there with all the crazy weather.
Oh, right.
It doesn't really do me much good.
Meh.
But, yeah, it's been a good week. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
Oh, it's been a great week.
Yeah.
You know, trying to get the snow off the car all the time.
It's all about the snow on the
car. It's really all about the snow on the car. And the snow on the sidewalks.
Oh, yeah. It's walking really treacherous walking around.
It's like
yeah.
a dangerous proposition for anyone. Anyone. Even on the sidewalks, like on the house next door. And, okay, here's my other rant.
Uh-huh.
If you can't shovel in front of your house that you own, I'm also going to punch you in the face. Like, it's snowing, you got ice. Friggin' shovel the sidewalk in front of your house.
Yeah.
Isn't it like
it's
a Massachusetts
responsibility. State law? Yeah, no, it's illegal. You could get, I think you can get fined or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that when we were walking, that it wasn't a little bit better.
It's terrible.
It's,
I mean, I'm neighborly. I'm not going to tell my neighbors.
Right, right. You wouldn't turn them in.
No, I wouldn't turn them in.
You're not going to call the cops on them or anything like that.
No, nothing like that. But, I mean, seriously, I mean, if it's going to snow like that all the time, it's you need to, like, shovel your
yeah.
walk.
It is. It's frigid out
it's
there.
It's really
too.
Rough.
Yeah. Get the ice. Now we get the rain on top of the
rain
ice.
Rain on top of the ice.
Crazy.
It's going to be good when it all freezes over, isn't it?
We're not. Yeah. It's just going to be this crusted ice that
gonna
we're
like,
going to break through.
It's going to be like stars on ice.
I think. Is that like a Ice Capades thing?
It was a really bad reality show that came on with like stars ice skating instead of dancing.
Was it like Dancing with the Tards?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not Dancing with the Tards, by the
That's
way.
That's not what it's called?
No. And I think no, that
I don't watch it. I don't know.
I don't watch it either.
No.
I'm also super paranoid that we'll go off the air suddenly.
Really? You're still checking that?
Yeah, because of what happened last week.
I should look. I just turned off this internet connection on this computer because I didn't want to, like, I don't know if we're taking up bandwidth.
You think we're overloading?
I don't know. Looks like we're still on.
No, we're still on.
As far as I know.
I'm watching that Skype like a hawk.
Yeah.
For sure.
And it's surprising that we don't get more of some kind of warning that we're not on. Like,
yeah.
Don't you think we get a red thing or I don't know.
Or maybe the Blog Talk Radio lady yelling at us.
Yeah.
Your show is not on.
You've been disconnected
because you're a moron and you're taking up too much bandwidth. Call back now. Blog Talk Radio. I hate that woman.
Yeah, she's pretty annoying.
Where did they get her from?
I don't know. I don't know why it's all that accent. It's out of California. Like, it's not like it's...
I don't know.
Like, I don't understand, like, Skype. Isn't Skype, like, British or something?
I know nothing about Skype and
so,
where it's from.
I don't know why I wouldn't just have that kind of accent where it's from. I don't know.
Why don't they have like a nice American voiceover guy?
Oh, like
cheesy like Blog Talk Radio.
What's his name?
Like some cheesy radio voice.
The mac and cheese guy who's now looking for work.
Oh, Ted Williams.
I don't have his. I was trying to get his gem in the soundboard. I don't have him. Yeah.
Oh, I got him somewhere.
He must be looking for work.
He must be because he's. I think he's out of rehab now. Well, he left rehab. Winner. I can't. Who leaves rehab besides oh, here it is. Oh, this is the video.
Oh, the
sorry.
Video, yeah.
I got the commercial here.
Kraft homestyle macaroni and cheese. Cheesy noodles topped with golden brown breadcrumbs. You know you love it.
Especially with vodka.
Isn't it yummy?
I think about Golden Gay Time plenty.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love a good gay time.
Me too.
I saw that video for the first time.
Isn't it disturbing?
Oh my gosh. That is the crazy. What a good find. I don't know.
Isn't that great?
That is unbelievable. He's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Big ass
and
beard.
And he's naked.
He's naked. It's unbelievable.
I don't know why he doesn't have a shirt on.
He looks like he's got to be 300 pounds.
Oh, totally.
It's really frightening. But
I'm sure he eats a lot of gay time.
I didn't realize, I didn't see the clip when you were talking about it last week.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize he wasn't eating it. He was like,
yeah,
he was actually like mouthing it.
Yeah, he's just manipulating
it. Which is a little bit frightening.
Which
sometimes I like to lick the sides.
And he's just licking it and then he puts it back in the bag.
Yeah.
Great video.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Ooh, it's really scary though.
I didn't watch any of his other videos because I was just,
yeah,
I wasn't sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it might be safer that way.
Oh, wasn't that scary? Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Definitely scary. All right. So what should we take a little small break and then come back with the weird news? What do you think?
Do you want to take? We could take a small break.
Small
I got a
break?
Small one that we could go to. Yeah.
A small one?
A small break.
It's like 10 seconds?
A 30-seconder.
Okay. It's not a cougar time or
nope.
What is it?
This is a new sponsor.
Oh, okay.
I think that they're... got us for this week.
All right, I'm waiting for this revenue just to pour in from all these commercials.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty great. I don't know if this one's going to pay up, though, but we'll
really?
See.
Really? Okay.
They're new.
When do we see those checks?
I think in, like, 10 days.
You know what's really special right now?
What's up?
It's a little to my left. It's like a bunch of shot glasses with some rum in them.
I can kind of see those, too. Those might be making my way the second half of the show.
That's not something I'm used to seeing during the show.
Yeah, there's a lot of shot glasses. You'd think something crazy went on, but not really. We just had a little sample.
Next to
it was fun.
Next to the bike horn and the disappearing TARDIS mug. Yeah. Wait, that's the, like, the loudest
that,
one ever.
It's really loud. That was, I just got some Christmas presents from my family that they got rerouted to New York.
Can you put it on your car, maybe? Because I know you don't ride the bike.
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty good. I don't know if I would, I don't know what to do with it. I like it, though, a lot.
Do that instead of your horn. You can beep that.
Maybe I'll bring it to work.
Oh,
tied
boy.
To my belt. Someone gets in the way at the
they'll
office.
They'll love you at work with that. You'll be their favorite person.
Maybe we'll keep it for the show. I don't know.
Okay,
what
what's that be? Like
that.
The bad shtick horn? Whenever we're doing some bad shtick, just play that horn.
All right, you know, I also have this one, which I kind of like, too. It's kind of...
Very similar.
Similar, yeah.
Similar,
but different.
But different. Like us and NPR.
That's right.
Absolutely.
It's just like NPR, only a little different. The Derek and Kay Show.
Well, only a little different.
Only a little different.
I hate when people say that.
Only a little different?
It's like the same,
oh,
but
just
different.
I was kind of making fun of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really hate when people say that.
Because it doesn't really make sense.
It doesn't make sense at all.
It's the same, but only...
It's the same, but different. How about it's different?
It's just different.
But maybe it just reminds you of something.
Yeah. I think that's why I did that like that, because it's like... Well, it sort of makes you think. Well, if it's really different, then, I mean...
People are stupid.
Well, yeah.
And someone also said to me this week earlier, because I was talking to them about cooking at home.
Uh-huh.
I said, oh, I cook at home a lot because it's, you know, it's cheaper, it's a little better for you. And she turns to me and goes, it's a complete stranger, by the way. She turns to me and goes, oh, well, you're young.
What?
And I'm like, what does that have to do with cooking at home and eating? I would think that was the exact opposite thing. She was nuts, though.
Yeah. That you'd be like, I could see that if you're like, I get takeout all the time.
Yeah.
Oh,
I eat McDonald's all the day, every day. But no, it's like I cook at home.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. There's a lot of people in public I deal with at my job who must think I'm like 18. I have a very youthful appearance. I'm not gonna lie. And, you know, I do think it's a blessing, but it's also just a tiny bit of a pain in the ass.
Wait, don't you have a good story, or is it not for on the air?
It may not be for on the air.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a little while from now.
It was pretty good.
It's a great story. It's a great story. Maybe we'll save that for when I go on when we go on satellite radio.
Oh, that's right. We'll need that. Yeah.
We'll need that.
Jeez.
Anyway, let's take a break and then let's have a weird news.
Let's do it.
I slept on all the plugs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I suck. Well, let's do it after the break.
Well, yeah. We'll let people know what they can do after the break.
Totally.
We'll be right back after this.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
You got your sunrise. You caught a prize. You're mating your Johnson. Party nights, summer whites. You, your friends, and your Johnson. Roots to tail, water trails. You, your kids, and your Johnson. Saturday nights, distant lights. You, your girl, and your Johnson.
You and your Johnson, a way of life for over 50 years.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show.
Arm me with harmony.
I really just don't know what to say about what just happened on the commercial break. What the F was that?
Oh, it's you and your Johnson.
I
their
heard.
New sponsor.
Your wife and your Johnson, or
you and
your kids
Johnson.
And your Johnson.
Yeah, good time.
Wow, okay.
It's the Derek and Kay Show. We're back. Hey, Kay.
Yes?
So people can contact us during the show?
Yeah.
How does that work?
They can email the show.
Oh, they can.
DKRadioshow@gmail.com. Already botching the plug. You can follow our blog at DerekandK.blogspot.com. You can follow us on Twitter at DKRadioshow. Or you can call the show when we're live at 661-467-2416. Long distance rates may apply. If you are completely behind time, you do not have a cell phone with a long distance plan.
One of those rotary phones.
Rotary phone.
With a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have to pick up a receiver that's separate from the actual phone part,
yeah,
long distance rates may apply.
Or if you gotta like, yeah, if you got the thing with the cord and you gotta like walk around, you can only like you're tied down like an animal.
Or if your phone has an antenna.
Probably bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Notice cell phones don't have antennas anymore.
That's true.
Unless it's one of those old antenna. Flip phones. Remember
yeah.
that?
You still see some people.
Oh, I see people with flip phones, and I automatically judge them as nubby.
With that candy bar kind of style, too, with the antenna up?
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend who just got rid of one of those.
Really?
Unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, right?
Flip phone, behind the times. You got to catch up.
A
unbelievable.
Flip phone, yeah.
Flip phone, completely behind the times.
Behind, yeah, it's like 10 years ago.
10 years ago. I think I just got rid of my flip phone less than 10 years ago.
Less than 10 years ago?
Just to be fair.
Yeah.
I had a pink one.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
I remember
I had
that.
A pink one.
Is that the one that split?
No.
No,
that was the one.
That was the one you got to replace
that. Before
that
phone.
Oh, that was
oh, yes.
show. Was that when
yes.
you were moving?
Yes, when we were
oh,
moving.
My God.
Well, it was already coming apart at the seam or whatever,
yeah,
at the flip
right.
part. And I just stepped on it and pwned it and completely, like,
horrible.
Broke it. And then it was so sad because I loved that phone. And
yeah.
I dropped it in the toilet even at the barn.
We had a similar phone.
Yeah, we had almost the same phone.
Yeah.
So I had to replace it in a hurry. And I went to Radio Shack and I got the worst phone in the universe. It's like, it was, like, cheap. It's like this pink flip phone.
Oh, that's right. Because you had to do it. It was so quick. Yeah.
It's the worst phone ever. Like the worst. It was the stupidest phone. Nothing worked on it. It was just. It did stupid stuff. I just remember hating it and wanting to punch it.
It made silly sounds.
Yeah,
I think you didn't like the sound
sounds.
Too.
It was
really ridiculous. Yeah.
And then I got the green LG Rumor.
Oh, right, right.
It was pretty cute for a while.
Yeah.
But
I remember
then
that.
It didn't. It wasn't. It was like. Kind of a smartphone, but not really.
Right. It was like that half feature phone, I think is what they call it.
Yeah, I was trying to get like email, but it was taking a long time. I was trying to put Facebook updates, but it was taking a long time.
You can't touch the screen.
Touch the screen. And I was like, you know
over.
What? Getting the Palm Pixie.
Nice.
Yeah. And that's my current phone.
Nice.
Already thinking about next phone, though.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll talk about that maybe later.
All right.
What you got?
Coming up with some weird news.
Yay!
So, yeah, as I said earlier, snakes on a train. I think it was about a month ago when we had a lost snake on the subway system in Boston. This is the Red Line.
Well, a month ago?
I think it was close to a month ago. Transit officials say a 3-foot-long boa constrictor.
Who said?
Transit officials?
Sorry, did I? Make you say it. Say
thank
again.
You. Who's chatting with a 3-foot-long boa constrictor that's delivered away from its owner on a Boston subway about a month ago. It was a month ago. Was found in an adjoining car on Thursday. A commuter spotted the snake's name is Penelope. Go figure.
Penelope the boa constrictor? Really?
And alerted a train attendant on the Red Line station.
How does this happen?
This happened on Thursday at 8 p.m. I guess there was someone that owned a snake that caught the snake, and that's what's happening in Boston.
How do you do that? So you're on the T, and you're like, oh, I'm going to get off at Downtown Crossing. And then you check, you know, you get up, and you ding dong, Downtown Crossing.
Snake.
And you get up, and you're like, oh, I got my cell phone. I got my purse. Yeah, I got this. I got my book bag.
Boa.
Oh, God, I feel like I'm missing something from my seat. I don't know.
I guess...
don't know. Could it be your freaking snake? Like,
you.
Seriously?
Right.
I mean, what happened?
That is pretty crazy. Well, I guess what happened is it slithered away, and they weren't able to, like, it just, like, disappeared.
It didn't jump away,
no,
slithered
it just, like,
away.
No, it just, like, kind of, like, slithered in, like, some crevice, and it was gone.
Are
it went to another
animal that can slither, by the way?
I don't know. Yeah, you don't hear about other people talking about an animal slithering away.
I think
it was a snake. Well, the owner is a 30-year-old from Alston who normally travels the subway system with a snake around her neck.
Oh, is a woman?
Yeah.
Great.
Of course.
Alston.
Alston.
BU Universe. Alston.
Right. It's all coming together.
Oh, my God.
She was thrilled to have Penelope back. And she says she'll pay more attention next time she takes Penelope out in public.
Oh, my God.
I should hope so.
Really?
Yeah.
What a moron. Alston? This is the Alstonians, by the way.
Oh, is it?
I don't never think they're together. You never heard of them?
What's with them?
I don't know, but they got a great song called Alston Beat.
Alston Beat?
Yeah.
I kind of like this.
You like this? It's a song about Alston.
Is it? I like
this. Yeah. Wait, let me fast forward to something. Yeah, Alston.
Nice.
All right, go ahead, your next story. Sorry.
No, thank you.
When
that's
I think about
good.
Alston, I always think about the Alstonians. Good band.
I like that. Yeah,
good ska band.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah, it's good times. All right, this one comes to us from Portland, Oregon. We have an asshole.
Portland,
Oregon. I don't know. Whatever the hell. It depends where you're from.
Giving you a hard time.
It really depends
right.
where you're from.
Okay.
We have an asshole that caused a fire, 30,000 damage.
Can I ask a question?
It'll get to it.
What's an asshole?
Well, I'll explain. Let me tell you.
Okay.
This family in a house apparently was smoking, and they're using a hole in the floor as an ashtray. Hey, no problem. Just flick your ash in the hole.
Do they wear shoes, do you think? Is there a bathroom inside the house? Are they running water?
I don't. Maybe they pee in the hole. I don't know. the fire and rescue spokesman says, that's not careless smoking. That is stupid smoking.
And ghetto?
He says the caller reported a 911 hung up, and that's what's happening in Oregon.
Sounds a little bit WT, if you know what I mean.
I can't believe the house didn't burn down. I can't believe they're using a hole and just flicking their ash in it. Like, where does the hole go? That sounds really stupid.
It sounds very stupid.
Yeah. Anyways, it caused $30,000 worth of damage.
You know what else is
and
stupid?
And no one was injured.
Smoking.
Smoking is pretty,
that's,
yeah.
That's where they went wrong in the first place.
Right. I mean, yeah, smoking is just gross anyways, yeah.
And I don't care who's listening. I don't care if you smoke. I think smoking is the dumbest thing on the planet. I'm sorry.
It's
you're retarded
bad.
If you pick up a cigarette, light it up, and put it in your mouth and inhale fire. I don't understand. You're putting yourself at risk. You're putting everyone around you at risk. You smell like ass.
Yeah.
Your hair smells like ass. Your hands smell like ass.
It's
and
gross.
The clothes
messes
smell like
teeth
it.
Up.
Messes, yeah, it makes your
it's
teeth
gross.
All yellow and trifling. Smoking.
Excuse me.
Dumb. Sorry. And that, I'm, you know what? Don't care if I offend anybody. Because you know it's true.
Smoking's not smart.
It's not smart.
You know what? We used to see a lot of people smoke. I feel like growing up, there was a lot more smoking. And it's like, you don't see it much anymore.
Oh, you see it in front of Emerson.
Oh, really?
Is oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Walk in front of Emerson or Berklee
yeah,
School of Music
that's
on,
true.
On Mass
They're all
Ave.
Just smoking outside.
They're all smoking outside.
Yeah.
They're all like 20
it's,
years old.
It's pretty gross.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Stinky, gross, unhealthy, disgusting, D-U-M-B.
Yeah. You spelled it.
Strong opinion. Sorry.
I guess so. Have you heard about those cigarettes that are, I don't really understand how they work. They're not, they're like electronic cigarettes.
Yeah.
They're used to, like, get people off, I guess, from smoking. I don't know.
It's weird.
It's really weird. So people are, like, using those in restaurants. And, like, I think the little N lights up, like, with an LED.
Yeah, there was an electronic cigarette.
it's so weird.
Featured on the Real Housewives of
I
Beverly
can't believe
Hills
it.
During the there's a dinner party episode where, like, a huge fight broke out.
Yeah.
And this one woman who's a complete freak was smoking an electronic cigarette at the table for no reason at all.
Yeah.
Just because she's crazy.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be used to like to wean people off from the cigarette.
Maybe I'll
seems,
do that.
It seems like a real problem. Like you're like it's like that bad that you have to smoke electronic cigarette.
Do you think we can get our hands on one of those babies?
Maybe we could. Maybe they could be a sponsor.
Electronic cigarettes? Do you think they have a funny
smart
a jingle?
Yeah, they do actually.
They
I
do?
Wish I had it. There's a really funny one. It's like stop smoking with Smart Smoke.
Really?
And it's like a jingle. Yeah, I don't know. I've heard it somewhere. It's pretty good.
Is it as good as like the Snuggie?
Oh, Snuggie. The new Snuggie? The remix one?
Get out your Snuggie.
By the way, I like this.
And I had to do the raise
hand
the roof
thing. Yeah,
hand gesture
raise
when
the roof.
I sang that. Did you notice that?
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I always, when we're talking about Snuggie, I always like to point this out. I'm always worried, like, if someone gets one for me, I'm going to lose my job and stay at home all the time. Because you got to watch out for that. It's really dangerous.
You're going to... And you're going to point the remote at the TV and sit on the couch.
That's right, and have a permanent big smile.
Yeah.
Like, oh, everything's happy.
And you can read and pet the dog also.
Yeah, because you have hands.
And then you'll do a dance.
Oh, the snuggy dance?
Yeah, with your backwards robe.
So it's really what it is, isn't it?
It
does
is.
It zip up in the back or
no,
button?
No, it's a backwards robe. It's open in the back, just like if you went to the hospital and you were getting an exam. Here, put on this fake snuggie. I think that's where they got the idea from.
I hate it.
Somebody was getting, like, you know, and I don't know, colonoscopy or something like that, and they were like, hey, why don't we make this in, like, a terry cloth or fleece material, and we'll sell it for $19.95, and we'll make it in a zebra pattern for the fashionable ladies.
A good gay time.
It's totally gay.
It's horrible, no.
There's one for dogs.
There's one. Oh, there's one for pets, yeah.
There's totally one for dogs, and it's a complete... Your phone's ringing. Who's calling?
Oh, it's a Julie. It's a different Julie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Does she know that we're doing the Derek and Kay show right now?
Probably not.
Okay.
I know. I would hope that all my friends understand that this is the broadcast hour.
Yes.
And would respect it. Or call us on the show.
Yeah.
At 661-467-2416.
2416.
Maybe you're listening. Maybe you didn't call the right number. I don't know.
Maybe that's it.
But do give us a call.
Do you have another story?
While we're waiting on that, I'm going to go back to another story.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? I think there's a football game tonight. I'm not 100% sure.
You think so?
Is it the Packers and the Steelers?
Yeah.
All right.
We got Ben Roethlisberger playing.
Well, this one comes from
very exciting
Pittsburgh.
The well-loved football player.
Well, you know they have steel workers in Pittsburgh.
We do.
And there's a memo that went out to these workers saying workers who miss Sunday or Monday without any reason will face severe discipline action.
What were the severe discipline actions?
I don't know. They don't say what that is.
Sketchy.
So they can't miss. I guess they have to work and they miss the Super Bowl, which is kind of sad.
That is sad. We're missing the Super Bowl also because it started
we are?
7 minutes ago.
Did it?
Wait, no, 2 minutes ago.
I guess some people have shifts on Sunday from like 3 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Oh,
but
that's
they're
the
but
whole,
they're trying to see
the
if people can make
enchilada.
Up their shift, and that's what's happening in Pittsburgh.
Do you think there are any gay steel workers that aren't watching the Super Bowl?
Gay ones?
Yes.
I love a good gay time.
Gay guys don't watch football, do
that's
they?
That's true. They really don't. I mean, I don't. I mean,
I hate
do you know,
to make,
do you know
I hate
a gay?
To make a generalization.
I'm saying a gay.
Okay.
Do you know a gay that watches football?
Zippy. And I hate to make a generalization, but isn't this generally true?
It's pretty safe.
It's like a... I feel like sports are the domain of a straight man.
Pretty much.
And maybe a woman every now and again.
Yeah. But the woman also straight?
I think that goes both ways.
Does it go both ways?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
All right, just
but
checking.
I think the gay man, the typical gay man, not watching Fox right now.
Not
or is it on Fox?
Is it ABC?
I don't know. It's on one of those channels.
I don't know. I don't really follow it, so I don't know.
Well, I'm not following it just because it's, like, not my team.
Oh, football. Is this the Super Bowl?
It's just some, like, CBS music.
On CBS.
I actually like
that's
the football music. It's very exciting.
It's very exciting.
Motivating. Makes you feel like it's time for Smash or something.
It's almost... It is kind of like that.
Oh,
wait, by the way, I don't want to derail my weird news. I think I have one more, but I just have to say... Real bad night last night.
Oh, yeah, you had a really bad start, especially. Just horrible.
Really bad night.
What happened there?
Not a good night for Peach. I don't know what to say.
If there was, like, a post-game interview from the locker room, they would have been like,
it would have
been tears. They would have been like, so what happened in the beginning, Derek?
I don't know what to say. I had a bad start. I came out feeling good. I came out feeling strong. I thought I was going to get a lot more KOs in the beginning, but it was really trailing far behind.
It was a while before you had the numbers, too, which was rough.
Yeah. I had a lot of zeros, a lot of bagels that translated, too. It was really a tough night for Pete.
Oh, it's also tough when Zelda wins. That's always tough for the both of us.
Yep, which makes me feel that, again, I have failed in my mission for the season.
I have also failed.
But I'm going to, you know what, I'm going to keep fighting the fight. I'm going to keep coming back.
Good for you.
And thank you.
I like
thank
that you're
you.
A positive thinker and a go-getter and never quit. Never back down.
I'm really ready to get back in there.
Yeah, we got to get you back in the game.
I'm really ready to get back
in there. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
10 more. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah,
all right.
Go
yeah.
for it. Woo! Oh, God.
Oh,
people
boy.
Have no idea what the F we're talking about.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
It's still a game, but it's really fun.
It's very intense.
Very intense.
All right. Should we get back to the weird news?
Weird news.
Because that also does count as also weird news, because no one knows what
it's
the hell we're
weird.
Talking about.
Yeah, it's weird news.
It's very weird.
I didn't go through all these.
Uh-oh. Have you reached the impasse there? Are you disorganized?
What we got here? What we got here?
Uh-oh.
Let's play a little bit of this. So I mentioned the sea cow. This is really weird, and I haven't heard anything about this. This isn't a real sea cow.
Sea cow sounds a little bit like an insult, doesn't it?
It does. You sea cow.
Sea cow.
Damn sea cow.
I was having lunch with this sea cow the other day. Oh, my God.
Total sea cow.
What's it called again?
In Seattle.
Manatee, right?
That's right, yeah.
Fabulous.
Authorities say Seattle bovine met the shoreline. The beachfront residents found a body of a 400-pound cow that washed up by the surf.
Ew. A
yeah,
real cow?
A real cow. They're unsure where the cow came from. There was no tag on the ear. It's not clear how the cow got into the water. They feel like some people might have dumped the cow after it died from natural causes.
Maybe it fell off a boat.
But they're really not sure.
That's gross.
Cow off the boat. I've never seen a cow on a boat.
Neither have I, but it was just a thought.
It could have. Well, anyways, that's what's happening in Seattle.
Aww. That's a really depressing one to end with.
I'm sorry. Here, let me go. I wasn't going to. Yeah, I don't. It just sort of happened that way. But I won't go into a full story on this one. But remember when I was talking about the grand piano that was found on the sandbar off of Miami Coast?
Yes.
Well, just earlier this week, someone now set up. This is like far out in the water, and there's like a sandbar. It's very small, like probably the size of this room or something. And someone set up a whole setup with a dining table and chairs. And a tablecloth and a bottle of wine.
Really?
Yeah, in the middle of the sandbar.
Poor Kay. Why?
I don't know.
Is it for art?
I guess it's probably for art's sake. They don't know if it's the same person. I don't know. But anyway.
Oh, now we don't know who it is. It's like a crop
it's
circle.
Like someone
it
wants to
came out of nowhere.
It, the craziness.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways, that is the weird news.
Very good. Oh man. Well, should we take another short break and then come back with the entertainment news and the hot topics?
Sounds like a plan.
Just like we do every week. My goodness.
We got it like a schedule happening.
I love it.
Awesome.
Love it.
Well, we'll be right back after this.
Yes.
This is the Darrington Pace Show.
I want a drink with a kick. I want it juicy and thick. I want a special treat. I want the one that tastes like me.
There's a new soft drink in town. It's called Dr. Heifer, because it tastes like real meat. Dr. Heifer comes in four mouth-watering flavors. Burger, brisket, barbecue rib, and new lemon veal. Beef it up today with Dr. Heifer.
Here comes the cow in the can. Dr. Heifer, Dr. Heifer.
Move over to Dr. Heifer today. Available at your local butcher.
Dr. Heifer.
This is the Darrington Pace Show.
Call the Darrington Pace Show at 661-467-2416. Just fantastic. The Darrington Pace Show.
It's the Derek and Kay Show. We are back.
Welcome back.
On this nice Sunday night.
On this beautiful Super Bowl Sunday night.
Yeah.
Can you turn up my cans just a snatch there? Derek?
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, that's way better. Thank you very much. If you'd like, you can contact the show at dkradioshow@gmail.com. Send us a message. Let
You've
us know what's
mail.
Going on with you. Follow our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com. Nothing's been posted there since last week. Sorry about
some
that.
Good stuff, though, on there.
Yeah, there's some
yeah.
great stuff. The
that
daytime video's
video awesome.
Is just very special.
Can't believe it.
Follow us on Twitter at dkradioshow. And call us live when we are on the air at 661-467-2416. Long distance rates may apply, and you know the drill with that.
Nice.
So, I have got some hot topics.
Hot topics.
For this week. Now, I have less entertainment news and more just strange stories that came across this week.
Yeah, there's a lot of strange stories out there.
I mean,
I saw plenty.
Crap is happening. I mean, it's just really crazy. So, in the meantime, I'm going to tell you that it's definitely a Super Bowl Sunday time.
Yeah.
And it's very exciting. But just in time for the Super Bowl, the FBI and Arizona police may have finally had a break in the case of the most embarrassing cable tampering of all time, almost.
Whoa.
So, during the 2009 Super Bowl, customers in Arizona had the Super Bowl interrupted by 37 seconds of porn.
I don't know if I heard about that.
Anyway.
Wow.
The cable company ended up giving $80,000 to Tucson area subscribers with a $10 credit on their bill, which comes up to a whopping $800,000.
Wow.
And they, even worse, they actually lost, Arizona actually lost the game.
Oh, put that on top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the guy they're after is Frank Tenori Gonzalez, and apparently he was an ex-Comcast employee.
Oh, came from inside, sort of.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess he did the tampering, but I don't. Why would you put on porn during the Super Bowl?
That is really
weird. But I have some audio of the actual broadcast.
Oh, you do when it switched over?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Here it is. Unzip his pants in the video.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Then it switches back to football.
Oh, no. That's great. Or horrible. I don't know.
Oh, it's just hilarious. The scene is like there's a woman and they're sitting on a couch and she's trying to unzip his pants.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he's just so incredible that he can't get his pants unzipped.
Right, that's how those things usually go, right?
And then he reveals his Johnson and just slaps it around a little bit. It's really
right.
I didn't see it because it was blacked out on the video. Thank goodness.
Oh boy.
Sometimes I like to lick the sides.
Because I don't know about women, you know, but you know what? I think the truth is a lot of women don't really like to look at it.
Yeah,
it's not like a visual thing for us.
That's not really an event that happens.
It's more function over form, I think, with us, with that. So I was, like, glad it was blacked out. Anyway. There's also some idiot who was growing pot in Connecticut and called 911 to ask how much trouble he could get into by growing pot.
Right.
And we've got the 911 call. So this is, I think he's, 21-year-old Robert Michelson.
Yeah.
He's a winner. This was Thursday night, actually.
Doesn't he hang up?
I don't know. I don't think he hangs up. But then he was released on a $5,000 bail. As he left the police station, he gave dispatchers two middle fingers.
Oh, boy.
Presumably, we're doing such a good job, the police said. So, police are doing bad shtick to the paper. Anyway, here's the 911 call. I love the first thing out of his mouth. It's so funny.
He's high at the time.
Oh, my God. He's got to be so high. It's hilarious. Here it is.
911.
Oh, it's only one. Sorry, it's only one. The right channel, by the way. I don't know why. So just
see if that comes
just
through.
A warning. Yeah.
Let's not get into that yet.
She said. I'm gonna start it again. She said 911. What's your emergency? And he said, well, let's not get into that yet. So funny. Here we go.
911. What's the location of your emergency?
Let's not get into that yet. I have a question.
Is this an emergency, sir?
Depends.
Well, not if it's not an emergency, you don't call 911, sir.
Well, I have a legal question.
Well, it's not. Is this an emergency?
Yes.
I don't know what that means.
Is it life-threatening or an act of crime in progress?
Crime in progress, possibly.
What's going on?
I was just growing some marijuana. I was just wondering what the, how much, you know, trouble you get into for one plant.
You're growing marijuana and you want to know how much, depends on how big the plant is.
It's only a seedling.
No, it's possession.
Okay.
You can get pinched for a roach in a car.
Okay.
She said roach.
All right. Thanks for the info.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
What kind of donk do you have to be to call anybody?
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
If you call anybody, you shouldn't call 911, first of all.
Yeah.
Just to ask a question.
It's a legal question.
It's not an information hotline. It's freaking 911.
Is it an emergency? I don't know what it means. I don't know what that means.
Well, he said, he's like, 911, what's the location of your emergency? Well, let's not get into that yet. Donk.
That's hilarious. I didn't know there was audio on that. That's great.
Yeah.
Wow.
For some reason, it was only the right channel, but it's so funny. Like, what could pop? I'm speechless. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, no, that's really crazy.
I don't know what to say.
People call, it's unbelievable how many people just call 911 for inappropriate things.
I mean, it's 911. Remember the Burger King?
Yeah, oh,
emergency.
Yeah.
Let's not get into that, yeah.
It's just, it almost warrants a second listen.
Is this an emergency, sir?
She's so bitter.
Yeah, she's really.
Well, not really.
Why are 911 dispatchers so bitter?
They really are bitter. Because they deal with asses like him.
I guess so.
Well, it's not, is this an emergency?
I don't know what that means.
Is it life-threatening or an act of crime in progress?
Crime in progress, possibly.
What's going on?
She's so bitter.
She's really bitter. I'm surprised she didn't tell him, like, don't call again. Or only call if it's an emergency.
Oh, she did.
But at the end, like, she's like, okay.
Oh. Well, I mean, he obviously was arrested. So, I mean,
she's probably, like, sending the cops to his house at the time.
Yeah, she's doing the typing.
Yeah, she was quiet for a while. She's like, okay, the address is in. All right, we're going to send the cops over. I'm going to keep him on the phone.
The typewriter's going furiously with the finger.
Unbelievable.
He's like smoking the pot.
Yeah.
He said it's just a seedling.
Yeah.
I mean, why not wait till it gets a little bigger? Then maybe you're in some trouble. A seedling's pretty small, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. What a loser. Anyway, there's also a new drug that people are selling as bath salts. And it's called Ivory Wave?
Oh, so okay. Someone mentioned, did Julie mention this to me? Not that she's like in the loop on the...
Is she into that?
No. But I thought I heard something about this. I don't remember exactly what it was.
It's called Ivory Wave, and it's sold as bath salts in this little tiny packet. You could buy it for like $30 at like a smoke shop.
Uh-huh.
And apparently it's supposed to be Epsom salts and stuff for your bath, but people have been snorting it, and they say it's a similar high to cocaine.
Okay, that's what was confusing to me. So it's not, I thought it was like code name for something, but it really is bath salts.
Well, I don't know that for sure.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the company is saying that it's bath salts.
So you snort it then?
You snort it.
Okay.
And it says the package says not for human consumption. Consumption? Did you hear, Matt?
Consumption.
Consumption. Not for human consumption.
So that's what they do.
People are snorting bath salts. Mm. What is the world coming to?
It's.
Is your life just that boring that you need something to do with like drugs?
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand that. There's a whole slew of things like this.
I just don't understand.
People burning drinks in their eyes. You heard about this?
Oh yeah, the vodka eyeballing. Yeah. Why do you
go blind? Or I don't know.
Why do you need to do
mess
that?
With that? You can't get drunk faster enough.
When you can just listen to the Derek and Kay show and have a laugh.
That is true.
That's right. Or have some vodka, but not in your eyeball.
Yeah, make yourself a nice drink.
Doesn't that sting?
That's
it's alcohol.
Gotta sting. Yeah.
Like seriously, that's a mucous membrane right there.
Yeah, and people. I've also heard people using tampons and soaking them, and then you know.
Really?
Yeah, up in there.
What?
Yeah, that's another thing.
Really?
I mean, I get all
That's
kinds of weirdness.
That's the first I've heard of that one,
this
so I'm
a,
very shocked.
Yeah, I'm not...
So you soak the tampon in like, some kettle, and then you put it back in the applicator, and you go...
Yep, and apparently this has been working for both men and women.
Where do the men put it?
I love good
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I also don't know what to say about that.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Speechless.
Right up in there.
A tampon.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So people are using tampons for alcohol, bath salts for drugs, and they're calling 911 to ask if it's illegal or how much trouble they're going to get into for growing a plant. And they're smoking salvia and putting it on video. What's salvia? Whatever the hell
it's
called.
Oh, right, right, yeah.
Miley Cyrus. And then there's people like snorting stuff like household products.
Yeah.
Like the aerosol from household products.
Yeah.
What? Is wrong with people today?
It's horrible. It's just a mess.
Is like, your life that boring?
This, like, would you think, like, this is the year, you know, well, 2011. Would this be what you would think the world would be like?
No.
If you look at it that way, it's kind of a mess.
I didn't think people would still be smoking cigarettes at this point.
That's true. You'd think that would just be phased out. Well, you know, I think the tampon thing, not to get too into the tampon thing.
I don't mind talking about tampons.
I think there's a few reasons why some of these, there's now shortages throughout the country.
Of tampons?
I don't know if it's all tampons or varieties, maybe different flavors.
Hope it's Tampax because I don't buy that brand.
I don't know, but I think some of it's to do with the weather, and some of it might be because of the a-holes that are soaking them.
If there's
in
a shortage
vodka.
On tampons I need because of donks
That's
putting vodka in it.
Well, the weather, too.
I'm bitter. I'll come and punch you in the face.
Yeah.
I need those things.
I know, right?
Because they're like $8 a box, too.
Yeah.
They can charge it because they can. Because we have to buy them.
Because you need to buy them, yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to derail your
That's okay.
your stories there.
This
with,
is a show where I'm angry today
with
during the
tampons.
Show. What's that
yeah,
all
really
about?
Angry.
I've had an angry show.
I slug people.
I know. I want to punch them in the face. Anyway, Lindsay Lohan may be charged with a felony grand theft for allegedly stealing jewelry from a Los Angeles store last week.
Hmm.
Charges may be filed as early as Monday. The charges come after LAPD began to investigate video surveillance that followed her with a necklace in the store and photos of Lohan a week later showing her wearing the necklace that looks astoundingly similar.
Oh, that's really smart.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, yeah.
So, Lindsay Lohan, again, in trouble. I don't know what her problem is.
Jeez.
She's got, I don't know, she's got to learn her lesson at least one of these days. I feel like she's going to go down in like a flame.
She's got some real problems.
She's got real problems.
Yeah.
I think she's like 23 or something, maybe 25. How old is she?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I'm not up on that.
You know who I'm not up on either? Justin Bieber.
Oh, I know. Everyone's talking about him.
Everyone's talking about Justin Bieber. Everyone, yeah. Oh, Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Bieber fever.
Right.
Nice Bieber.
I have no idea who Justin Bieber is.
I've heard some songs, but I'm not up on it.
I could pick him out of a lineup for sure.
Yeah.
But if you played a Justin Bieber song for me, it'd
you
be the first
it.
Time I heard it.
Yeah, he's a little whiny punk ass. That's what I say.
Nice Bieber.
He's got that like,
yeah.
that like fancy hairdo that all the girls like.
We should look into it. I think there's some funny clips of him like something happened, like he got someone threw something at him and he was complaining. I don't know. There's a good audio clip out there somewhere
of Justin Bieber.
I think so.
He's like 16.
Excuse me.
Yeah. I don't understand. I just don't get the whole. Justin Bieber thing, maybe because I'm
the Bieber
older.
Beaver.
Bieber, not Beaver.
Nice Bieber.
Bieber.
Oh boy.
Anyway, American Idol is on twice
Idol.
A week, and we've got some crazy auditions. Yes, yeah, twice a week.
Oh, are these the early auditions?
Yeah, we got the early auditions.
We got some real bad ones.
We got some crazy psychos who come and audition,
yeah.
And one of my favorites was the weird cartoon voice girl who came in. She starts singing even before like. She starts singing on her way into the audition, which is fantastic. Here it is.
What is this? No. Do you do voiceovers for cartoons?
I don't know.
You should.
Me.
You should do.
Really? So what are you going to sing?
I have a Lingua Maca. I hope you can dance.
Oh, one of my favorite songs.
Great song.
Okay, go.
Okay. I hope you never lose your sense of wonder.
Oh, come on.
I hope you get your fill to eat, but always keep that hunger. May you never take one single breath for granted.
Really?
God forbid he ever leave you empty-handed. I hope you dance.
Really?
You never
Brandy.
One single breath for granted.
Really? Really?
Okay, sweetie. We're going to vote, okay?
Yeah, we're going to vote.
Sounds good.
I'm going to say no.
No.
You're not serious, are you?
I'm very serious about going on in American Idol because I have the ability to write lyrics and I have the ability to sing them.
Do you have the ability to read minds? What am I thinking right now?
I think it's a yes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you can't read minds. That's a joke.
What would you like me to sing? I'll sing anything.
I just want you to go that way.
All right, I'll do that, too. Have a nice day. Thank you so much for your time.
That's not serious.
Oh, that was
no,
serious.
No, she was
huh?
serious. And
no.
And you are mean.
I'm not buying it. I can't buy it.
Just say no and just let
I
it
thought
be.
I was nice.
Your mother would like to hear.
Do you think that people who go on American Idol and have the bad auditions, do you think it's real? I'm on the fence.
I don't know. She's got that little girl voice. Which...
Because if she was little, though. It'd be...
She's got that little, like, daddy...
It would be a riot, though, to just go and do, like, bad shtick on American Idol. Just do, like, a bad fake audition. It would be really awesome, but I don't know if I would have enough balls to pull that off.
That was really something special.
It was so funny. There's one more I want to play.
Oh, they're great.
This is Matt Big Stats Frankel.
Good and name.
Get the imagery in your head first.
Mm.
Big guy, maybe 300 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a suit on, baby face, but with a mustache.
Ooh.
Dark hair. Here he is, Matt Big Stats Frankel.
What's your day job?
I am a freelance music producer.
Who do you produce?
I produce for a bunch of great artists.
Millions or a bunch?
A bunch.
Oh, okay.
I got a compilation album with the legendary Chaka Khan on it.
No.
Yes, I do.
Nice. I love her. Can you sing too?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear
rap and sing.
I want to hear something you can sing.
All right, J-Lo, this one's for you, baby.
Thank you.
From in living color to movie scripts, on the fixed J-Lo to this headline clips, I stay grounded as the amounts roll in. I'm real, I thought I told you. I've really been on Oprah. That's just me.
Anyway, it's just really special.
Wow.
Anyway, we should really get going and end the show now.
Yeah, I guess it's coming to the...
That's a good way to end the show, though.
That was really great, though.
Big guy with a suit on. I don't know. It's great. Neon Trees is way better than Big Cat. God, she steps on me every week.
She always gets us. I don't understand.
Anyway, call us next week when we're on at 661-467-2416. Contact the show at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Follow our blog at derrickandk.blogspot.com. And follow us on Twitter at DK Radio Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, very exciting.
We're still running that contest right now, right?
What, follow up? Get something?
Yeah, they could follow us and they could win a prize.
I guess. We'll figure it out. Yeah, follow us, see what happens. It'll be an awesome prize with two holes for storage.
Oh, I don't know. Two holes for storage.
For
That's
storage.
Right. I like that.
Anyway, join us next week. Have a good time watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah, enjoy the big game.
Enjoy the big game.
Thanks for listening.
We love Ben Roethlisberger. Not really. See you next week, everybody.
All right, catch you next week. Bye-bye. Take care.
Is the guarantee.